Chapter 34. 0558 hours, August 30, 2542, Military Calendar. UNSC Pillar of Autumn, Epsilon Eridani System. The mission had just encountered another snag. It never entered the Master Chief's mind that he would fail to achieve his objectives. He had to succeed. Failure meant death for not only himself, but for all the Spartans. Every human. He stood at the viewscreen in the cargo bay and reread the priority Alpha transmission Captain Keyes had sent down. Alpha Priority Channel, to Fleet Admiralty, from Reach Space Dock Quartermaster AI-8575, a.k.a. Doppler. Triple encryption timestamped public key. Red Rover, Red Rover. Start file. Immediate action required. Item. Covenant data invasion packets detected penetrating firewall of Reach Dock Net. Counter-intrusion software enacted. Resolution, 99.9% certainty of neutralization. Item. Initialization of triple screening protocol discovered the corvette circumference, Bay Gamma 9, isolated from Reach Dock Net. Item. Covenant ships detected on inbound slipstream vector intersecting Bay Gamma 9. Conclusion. Unsecured navigation data on the circumference detected by Covenant forces. Conclusion. Violation of the Cole Protocol. Immediate action required. End file. He replayed the distress call from Reach's groundside Fleetcom HQ.
They've breached the perimeter! Fall back! Fall back! If anyone can hear this, the Covenant is groundside! Massing near the armory! They're...
The Master Chief copied these files and sent them over his squad's comm channel. They had a right to know everything, too. There was only one reason the Covenant would launch a ground invasion. To take out the planetary defense generators. If they succeeded, Reach would fall. And there was only one reason why the Covenant wanted the ship's circumference. To plunder its nav database. And find every human world, including Earth. Captain Keyes appeared on the viewscreen. He held his pipe in one hand, squeezing it so tight his knuckles were white.
Master Chief, I believe the Covenant will use a pinpoint slipspace jump to a position just off the space dock. They may try to get their troops on the station before the Supermac guns can take out their ships. This will be a difficult mission, Chief. I'm open to suggestions.
We can take care of it, the Master Chief replied.
Captain Key's eyes widened, and he leaned forward in his command chair.
How exactly, Master Chief?
With all due respect, sir, Spartans are trained to handle difficult missions. I'll split my squad. Three will board the space dock and make sure that nav data does not fall into the Covenant's hands. The remainder of the Spartans will go groundside and repel the invasion forces.
Captain Keyes considered this.
No, Master Chief. It's too risky. We've got to make sure the Covenant doesn't get that nav data. We'll use a nuclear mine, set it close to the docking ring, and detonate it.
Sir, the EMP will burn out the superconductive coils of the orbital guns. And if you use the Pillar of Autumn's conventional weapons, the nav database may still survive. If the Covenant search the wreckage, they may obtain the data.
True, Keyes said, and tapped his pipe thoughtfully on his chin. Very well, Master Chief. We'll go with your suggestion. I'll plot a course over the docking station. Ready your Spartans and prep two dropships. We'll launch you,
he consulted with Cortana,
in 5 minutes.
Aye, Captain. We'll be ready.
Good luck,
Captain Keyes said, and snapped off the viewscreen. Luck. The Master Chief had always been lucky. He'd need luck more than ever this time. He turned to face the Spartans. His Spartans. They stood at attention. Kelly stepped forward.
Master Chief, sir, permission to lead the space op, sir.
Denied, he said. I'll be leading that one. He appreciated her gesture. The space operation would be 10 times more dangerous than the ground op. The Covenant would outnumber them 10-1, or more. But the Spartans were used to taking the fight against numerically superior enemies. They had always won on the ground. The extraction of the circumference database, however, would be in vacuum and zero gravity,
and they might have to fight their way past a Covenant warship to reach the objective. Not exactly ideal conditions.
"Linda and James," he said, "you're with me. Fred, you're Red Team leader. You'll have tactical command of the ground operation."
"Sir!"
Fred shouted.
"Yes, sir!"
"Now make ready," he said. "We don't have much time left."
The Master Chief regretted his unfortunate choice of words. The Spartans stood a moment. Kelly called out,
"Attention!"
They snapped to and gave the Master Chief a crisp salute. He stood straighter and returned their salute. He was intensely proud of them all. The Spartans scattered and gathered their gear, racing for the dropship bay. The Master Chief watched them go. This was the mission the Spartans had been tempered for in mission after mission. It would be their finest moment. But he knew that it might also be their last moment. Chief Mendez had said that a leader would be required to spend the lives of those under his command. The Master Chief knew he would lose comrades today. But would their deaths serve a necessary purpose, or would they be wasted? Either way, they were ready. John tapped the thrusters and rotated the Pelican dropship 180 degrees. He pushed the engines to full power to break their forward momentum. The Pillar of Autumn had dropped them while she had been cruising at 1/3 full speed. They'd need every millimeter of the 10,000 kilometers between them and the docking station to slow down. The Master Chief had taken the Spartan's modified Pelican, rigged with explosives. The station would be locked down, every airlock sealed. They'd have to blast their way in. He glanced aft. Linda checked one of the three sniper rifle variants she had brought. James inspected his thruster pack. He had picked Linda because no other single Spartan was as efficient at long-range combat. And that's what the Master Chief wanted. Long-range combat. If it came to hand-to-hand combat in zero-G with hordes of Covenant troopers, even his luck wouldn't hold out too long. He had picked James because James had never quit. Even when his hand had been burned off, he had shrugged off the shock, at least for a while, and helped them dispatch the Covenant behemoths on Sigma Octanus IV. The Master Chief would need that kind of determination on this mission. He took a long look out the front of the Pelican. Their sister dropship initiated a burn and hurtled toward reach. Kelly, Fred, Joshua, all of them. Part of him longed to join them in the ground action. The radar panel blinked a proximity warning. The Pelican was 1,000 kilometers from the docking ring. The Master Chief tapped the thrusters to align the dropship. He squelched the proximity alert. The alert immediately resounded. Strange. He reached for the squelch again, then stopped as he saw the space around the Pelican change. Motes of green light appeared. Pinpoints at first, which swelled like bruises on velvet black space. The green smears lengthened, compressed, and distorted the stars. A slipstream entry point. The Master Chief cut the Pelican's engines, slowing them for impact. A Covenant frigate materialized a kilometer from the dropship's nose. Its prow filled their viewscreen.